President Bush yesterday urged the world to bring to justice those responsible for the genocide in Rwanda. It's been 10 years since the Hutus slaughtered more than 500,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus. The president said the United States will continue to help Rwanda in unifying families, providing scholarships, combating HIV and AIDS, and promoting the rule of law. Former President Clinton and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan have apologized for not intervening. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame said there is enough blame to go around. Speaking in the capital, Kigali, at one of the events commemorating the anniversary, Kagame singled out France. The French delegation left the capital soon after Kagame's speech. The French defense minister says it was totally scandalous to suggest that his country did not contribute to ending the genocide. The BBC's Mike Woldridge reports from Kigali.
The day had begun with a somber act. Across this country, skulls cracked by machete blows and other human remains are stacked in churches and other places where people were killed. At a new memorial center opened in Kigali, the families of a number of genocide victims watched as coffins containing unburied or exhumed remains were lowered into a concrete crypt, offering a sense of dignity to the preservation of the remains of some, at least, of the genocide victims. Then, in a stadium packed virtually to capacity, with flags at half-mast and banners reading Never Again, the commemorations moved from the personal to the political. President Kagame said Rwandans themselves must bear the primary responsibility for the genocide, but casting the blame elsewhere too, he said he was glad to single out the French.
They knowingly trained and armed government soldiers and militia who were going to commit genocide, and they knew they were to commit a genocide.
Mr. Kagame said Britain had sponsored the Security Council resolution to withdraw the UN force that was in Rwanda as the genocide got underway. The US and other countries were, he said, consumed with debate about whether it could even be called genocide. But it was France that bore the brunt of his criticism of the international community. Not for the first time, but the significance is that Mr. Kagame chose this particular occasion to accuse France in such strident terms, provoking a diplomatic spat and an equally robust response from the French government. It may not be a coincidence that this comes soon after the leaking of the findings of a French investigation, which suggested that when he was a rebel leader, Mr. Kagame ordered the shooting down of the plane carrying the former Rwandan president. It was this that triggered the genocide, and Mr. Kagame has already denied that he did any such thing.
The BBC's Mike Woldridge in Kigali.